Rand Howard, St. Helena, California, October 9, 1911. Dr. Howard Rand, Sanitarium, California. Dear Doctor, I should be very pleased to have an interview with you. You know I am hard of hearing. If you could visit me at my home, I should prefer it. I have felt reluctant to add to your burdens by requiring an interview with you, but I have some difficulties of which I wish to tell you. This has worried me for some time, and I would feel more free to talk to you if I were in my own home. I wish to avoid everything that would make me more of an invalid than I am. I have confidence in your capabilities as a physician and as a minister of Christ. I have never lost confidence in you as the Lord's chosen physician for the St. Helena Sanitarium. This confidence I have expressed many times in many places. The Lord has been your helper, and He will still be with you. The Lord has given you skill in the treatment of disease. He has placed you in a position of sacred trust. You occupy a responsible place. You have been entrusted with capabilities that enable you to deal successfully with the afflicted. You are God's minister to speak the truth where you feel that it is needed to save souls that are perishing. Let the Lord use you to His name's glory, to the saving of the souls as well as the bodies of men. You are in the Lord's work for the relief of afflicted souls. It is your privilege to speak words to the sin-sick souls that will bring to them spiritual life and blessings. Bring the truth into your daily life, and as you carry on your practice, seek to minister to the souls of the afflicted and suffering. I am glad that you are in a position where you can represent the truth to those who come to the institution for relief. Ever seek to do this in a way that will not offend, but will enlighten and bless. There is a world perishing in sin. Rejoice that to you has been given that which will recover souls from sin and give them hope in Christ. Of one thing I am convinced: you cannot be excused and another take your place. I am convinced that this is the place where you can render the most acceptable service. You have been able to take in the situation here, and the Lord will have you remain. If there are advantages that you need in order to make your way more easy, let it be known what they are. We will do our best to relieve you. I desire that you and your wife shall have every encouragement. I have a deep interest in you and your family. In the experience of the St. Helena Sanitarium, I have hard battles to fight, which but few understand. We are pleased with your administration, and we cannot consent to let you go. I hope your brother's influence will not have weight with you. He is not on the Lord's side. I understand that his position is unchanged from that which he held in Australia. I wish to ask you if there are any of my published books that are not in your possession. I would like to give you copies of any that you do not have.